There is another not so apparent reason why in the natural world around us there are so many spirals, as can be seen in shellfish, snails, antelope horns, on a small scale in our spiraling DNA molecule, and on a large scale in spiraling cosmic nebulae. I'd now like to enter the realms of etheric energies, which are widely known and understood in many cultures. To our Western world, however, these concepts may still seem strange. The Greek-derived word ether is defined in the Webster Universal Dictionary as a hypothetical medium supposed to fill space by means of vibrations in which light and other forms of radiation are transmitted. Up until the latter part of the last century, the ether theory was an established scientific fact. Then in 1881, two men named Michelson and Morley carried out an experiment which concluded that there was no earth motion relative to the ether. This experiment discredited the ether theory and caused its rejection in favor of the theory that space is a vacuum and air is merely a chemical composition of oxygen and nitrogen plus other minor constituents. Today, there is a return among some scientists to some sort of an ether theory, whether they call it ether or something else. I believe that the ether is for real, that it is basically dynamic vibratory energy. I'm saying dynamic because it is in motion, and this motion always follows a vortex path. All manner of vortices exist, but basically etheric energy moves in a vortex fashion. The American John Keeley, the father of sympathetic vibratory physics, stated this in the late 19th century. He invented machinery which was driven by the subtle etheric energy. His theories and inventions were opposed by organizations with vested interests, to which he eventually succumbed. His understanding was beyond that of his contemporaries. He was far ahead of his time. Despite the problems he encountered, he and others like Nikola Tesla, Victor Schauberger, and Wilhelm Reich have shown that etheric energy, although invisible to most, is very real. It is the stuff that is enabling the perpetual motion of planets, stars, and universes. It is the driving force. Planets are moved within the flow of ether, similar to logs being moved by the flowing water of a river. This explains why there is no relative motion between Earth and ether.
So what is physical matter in relation to etheric energy?
Ever since Einstein, we know that matter and energy is one thing. Actually, before Einstein, it was Keeley who said, "There is no dividing of matter and force into two distinct terms, as they both are one. Force is liberated matter. Matter is force in bondage." I'd like to go along with this. Physical matter basically is concentrated etheric energy. Etheric energy moves in a vortex fashion. Again, because the vortex provides least resistance to the flowing motion, it follows that physical matter, which is materialized etheric energy, seeks the same low resistance motion. As mentioned earlier, the natural media, water and air, have this intrinsic vortex motion. Our blood and the sap of plants move in this way too. After all, our veins, arteries and minute blood vessels are not straight channels. They are winding their way through our bodies, just like a river is winding its way through the countryside. A short newspaper item in the Daily Mail from 8th May 1998 stated,
"Medical scientists working with aeronautical engineers at Imperial College London found that blood swells as it rushes through an artery. Furthermore, nature has designed arteries with a helical twist to encourage the swell."
Well, Victor Schauberger could have told them this a half a century ago. I hope the picture is now coming together. Water needs the natural, winding, spiraling vortex motion to stay healthy. This is because this motion allows it to recharge and sustain its life force, which is apparent as the biomagnetic or biodynamic energy field surrounding it. Thus, water is etheric energy in bondage, but it has to move in this particular way lest it loses its life force and becomes stagnant and lifeless. Everybody has the ability to see the bioenergetic field that surrounds matter. We are born with this natural gift. Unfortunately, we have been brought up to focus only on so-called real material objects. Visions of etheric light and colour around people and generally in nature being dismissed as flukes or optical illusions. Through peripheral vision, our eyes are capable of seeing the subtle light and colour emanations of bioenergetic fields. People can train themselves to regain this ability. I come from India, where spirituality is a way of life. Seeing the aura around people and etheric energy is second nature to me. My son and daughter too can see it. The human aura or bioenergetic field contains numerous etheric energy centers, also known as chakras. Etheric energy is spiraling into these chakras in a vortex fashion, thereby sustaining the aura.